resetting Irish-UK relations. That's what Taoiseach Simon Harris and the UK's new Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, were doing when they met last night. The meeting is viewed as a reset of Anglo-Irish relations, which have become strained under consecutive Conservative governments in recent years. Simon Harris is the first international leader to meet to visit the UK since Mr. Starmer was elected. Our London correspondent Tommy Meskell joins us now. Tommy, we saw those pictures of the two leaders with pints of Guinness, and there was exchange of gifts too, a Donegal jersey and a whiskey decanter set. What was the tone of the meeting and what emerged from it?
Well, it was an excellent meeting, according to the Taoiseach Simon Harris when he was speaking afterwards. And the overall mood did seem to be overwhelmingly positive. Before the meeting even got underway, Keir Starmer did give a few short words to the media where he said it was time to move on to the next chapter with a stronger and deeper relationship. And we saw the photos of the pair, as you said, with the pints of Guinness in the garden. During the dinner with officials then, there were no phones allowed during it, but Keir Starmer had been telling the table about how he got that Donegal jersey initially shortly after he got married, and he visited the county, and at that point the Taoiseach was able to present him with the gift of the Donegal jersey to add to his collection. So there did seem to be a friendliness between both sides. From speaking to people who were in the room at the time, Keir Starmer did seem to be genuinely chuffed at the gift. In terms of what was discussed during their meetings, a lot was discussed. Some key developments included an agreement between the pair to have annual summits. So this would be a new initiative led by both the Taoiseach and the Prime Minister, and it would allow both governments to work on issues of shared interest. We also learned, Keen, that Keir Starmer accepted an invitation to visit Ireland on September 7th, so that will coincide with an England-Ireland match. And then in relation to Northern Ireland, we saw yesterday through the King's speech that the British government will be scrapping and repealing that controversial Legacy Act. Simon Harris was asked afterwards if he indicated to Keir Starmer whether Ireland would withdraw its interstate case against the EU over the Legacy Act. He didn't go that far, but he did say that both governments will be working step by step towards a resolution. And we know that the British government is looking to work with communities and political parties in the north. So it seems to be going in a good direction on that front.
What's the significance of all of that, Tommy?
Well, I think it's hugely significant in relation to Northern Ireland, because yesterday we saw both leaders keen to voice their support for the Good Friday Agreement, and they referred to their roles as co-guarantors of the agreement. The working relationship as well between both governments seems to be much improved, even within the short few days that Keir Starmer has been Prime Minister. And this was seen, I think, during the working dinner, because you had officials present at that. You know, this bilateral yesterday wasn't simply a photo opportunity. When media were allowed into the Chequers house for a short time at the very beginning, you know, the Downing Street Chief of Staff, Sue Gray, was inside. So, you know, he brought his heavy hitters with him. There was obviously a lot that he wanted not just to discuss, but to make progress on. And several other people who were at the meeting also remarked on how there is definitely a change in the relationship between both governments, definitely a better working relationship.
There's been a tweet on the platform X in the past 12 minutes by Keir Starmer, where he's saying it's time to reset our relationship with Europe. He also says, European scrutiny is at the forefront of my government's foreign and defence priorities. European security is at the forefront of my government's foreign and defence priorities. The two leaders will meet again today at the European Political Community Summit in Oxfordshire. What will happen at the summit?
Yeah, so this was a summit that was set up around 2 years ago, largely by the French President Emmanuel Macron. It was set up in the aftermath of the war in Ukraine. And I think the intention was for European countries to be able to come together to talk about various issues of concern, such as security. And there's a summit held every 2 years twice a year as part of this EPC event. And it's somewhat fortunate for Keir Starmer that it was already organised before he took office. And given that that he is trying to reset relations with Europe. That will all play well. Yes, he'll meet with the Taoiseach, but he'll also meet with over 40 other European leaders, leaders that are not just leading countries within the European Union, but also countries outside of it. It's in some ways an informal event, given that the summit doesn't have its own staff. There won't be a joint press release issued afterwards. It really is an opportunity for countries to come together to talk about issues of concern. And you referred there to the aims of Keir Starmer at this meeting. He put out a statement last night to say that security will very much be at the forefront of this reset in the relationship between the UK and Europe. He also mentioned border security. So you get the sense that he will be seeking to achieve somewhat of a security pact, which we have heard much about in the past few weeks, a security pact with Europe, which could involve agreements in relation to migration. But we'll have to see how all that develops.
Tommy Maskell, thank you.